Last week's GOP debates in Colorado, like all debates, got the attention of political fact-checkers. WSF's Steve Newborn caught up with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida to take a look at what the candidates were saying.
Anyone who's watched any of the presidential debates knows the claims have been flying around fast and furious. So we're going to take on some of those claims from the Florida-based candidates in a bit of a lightning round with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
All right, Josh, there were a few bombshells coming out of Boulder, where the last GOP debate was held, and some of them are sinking like rocks, so let's shine a little light on some of them. First up, Ben Carson, who's the new front runner in many of the polls, was asked by one of the moderators about his connections to a company called Manitech, a nutritional supplement company. In fact, he called it total propaganda to suggest he had any connection to the company. Josh, is this propaganda or truth?
Well, as far as we can tell, he wasn't a paid employee or any kind of an official endorser, but he did do several speeches for the company, and he was in some promotional videos and even talked about how he took the product while he was being treated for cancer. So, you know, that sounds a lot like involvement to us, so we rated this one false.
All right, on to the lightning round. Let's go to our next contestant, former Governor Jeb Bush. During the debate, Jeb chimed in about the low cost of tuition in Florida. He said, quote, "In Florida, we have the lowest in-state tuition of any state because there's accountability." So, Josh, does Florida hold the number one spot for lowest in-state college tuition?
Actually, it doesn't. If you look at it right now, the tuition for four-year public universities, we went to the College Board that measures these things, and Florida actually was sixth lowest. There's other states that are still cheaper than us. And when we asked the Bush campaign about it, they said that they were actually talking about when Bush left office in 2007, that was the case. But, hey, that's not what he said. So we called this one mostly false.
Was it in fact true when he left office?
It was, depending on how you measure it. Yes, we did check that one before. So accurate at that time, but not in this case.
All right. Let's move on to Senator Marco Rubio, who's been steadily climbing in the polls. This is in spite of some very public questions about his ability to handle his personal finances. Josh, in a nutshell, does Rubio seem to be math challenged?
In this case, he had told CNBC's Becky Quick that several things that she mentioned were discredited attacks from Democrats and my political opponents, to quote him. And he was talking about things that Quick had said about how he had messed up some of his campaign bookkeeping back when he was Speaker of the Florida House, and how there was foreclosure proceedings on a second home he owned, and how he had liquidated an IRA at severe tax penalties. And Quick was talking about, you know, whether he was qualified to run a $17 trillion economy after that. And to call these discredited, well, that's just not accurate, because all these things actually happened. So we ruled that one false.
All right, at last, but certainly not least, our favorite part-time presidential aspirant from Florida, Donald Trump, had another exchange with co-moderator Becky Quick. This was about Mark Zuckerberg. Fill us in with that one, Josh.
Well, in this case, Becky Quick was asking about why Donald Trump had called Marco Rubio Mark Zuckerberg's personal senator, just because Rubio had been in favor of the H-1B visa program. And that's a program that involves hiring people. And Zuckerberg's company, Facebook, does hire a lot of people through the H-1B visa program. And, well, Trump, he told Becky Quick, I never said that. I never said that. He said he never called Rubio Zuckerberg's personal senator. The problem with that is, as he certainly did, he said it in several interviews, and he actually said it on his own website. So we gave that one our worst rating, pants on fire.
All right, Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. It sounds like there were a lot of bricks being thrown in Boulder, right?
Yes, it certainly turned out to be quite a rumble in the Rockies.
How did Donald Trump's claim about rising Obamacare premiums pan out? Take a look with PolitiFact Florida at WSFnews.org.